Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourself, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Indeed, I baptize with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with a fire. You notice, beloved brothers and sisters, it is extremely interesting that some of the things that Matthew have included, the Gospel of John do not have it here, and we are not presented here through John the Evangelist by the Holy Spirit of God, and there is a reason. Because John, Yohanan, Apostle Yohanan, he is emphasizing in his book the deity of the Messiah, and he's dealing more with directing the attention to the Lord Jesus and his divine person, while Matthew and Mark and Luke present Yeshua Jesus in additional aspects as the king, as the servant, as the perfect man. And there we have additional information, such as, for example, in Matthew chapter 3, we read what John said to these spiritual leaders of the Pharisees. He called them generation of vipers. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? There is a wrath to come, there is judgment to come. He says, bring forth therefore a fruit meet for repentance. Now you see, the baptism of Yohanan HaMadbil, the baptism of John the Baptizer, was a baptism unto repentance. A baptism unto repentance. That is the Hebrew word teshuvah. A baptism letshuvah, to repent, lehi, to lashuv, to turn back. How often God said to Israel, shuvu, 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 return, O Israel, return, O Israel. And today the Lord is saying to the church, to the body of Christ that have departed from him, return back to me, turn back to me. Because God do not want men to turn away from him. Even his own people who should be close to him, he doesn't want them to be away from him. That's why he says, return, shuvu, shuvu, repent. But you see, beloved friend, here we learn that the baptism of Yohanan is the baptism of repentance. Now, of course, later on, when the church was born, according to Acts chapter 2, the assembly, the ecclesia, the kehilah, Jewish and Gentiles united together in the body of Messiah of this present age in which we live in, we have what is called Christian baptism, or tvilam meshichit, is a baptism in the name of the Messiah who died, was buried, and rose again, is identification with the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who became the head of the assembly. But here John was baptizing unto repentance, that Israel will repent and accept the Lord Jesus, and the kingdom will be established. But of course, as we know, the nation of Israel as a nation did not repent nationally at that time, and the church was born. Once the church will be taken out of here, Israel will repent as a nation, and the kingdom will be established. This is seen very clearly throughout the a prophetic word in the Hebrew scripture throughout the feast that God had given to Israel, the spring feast and the fall feast, and we can see the two coming of the Messiah, the first one and the second one. In the first coming, Israel will not accept him. In the second coming, Israel will accept him. And we live today in this church age. But here we see the first coming of the Messiah, and he charging them to repent. And so you notice in chapter 1, he said the same word we read. He answered, he said, I baptize with water. But he that cometh is among you, whom you do not know. He who is coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latch I am not even worthy to unloose. Now you notice, that's why it stopped here in the Gospel of John. But in Matthew, I'm back to the Gospel of Matthew for the connection, beloved friends. You notice there, in the Gospel of Matthew, he said additional words of judgment. And he said, think not within yourself, O Abraham is our father, but I say unto you that God is able out of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He wanted his own people to be humble before God and to be broken before God and to recognize it's not merely and only the physical relationship where we have with our father Abraham, but there must be both physical and spiritual. That's why he said that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And God is able because he's God. He can do all things. We are all dust in his hands. And God is able to do all things. And now notice what he continues in Matthew chapter 3 verse 10, and now also the axe is laid on the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not fruit, good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Judgment is coming for those who will reject the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua. And notice what he says in verse 11, very important. I indeed baptize with water unto repentance. You notice? Tvila tshuva. Repentance. Baptism of repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you, notice, with the Holy Spirit and with fire. This is very important. Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and fire. This is Esh. Now, why does he mention that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, going to baptize, put under, place into those that believe and those that don't? He will baptize one with the Holy Spirit, those believers, and the unbelievers with fire into judgment. And it is interesting, he's mentioning here in this text of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, that the fact that the Lord is a judge, the believer in him, he will give them the person of the Holy Spirit of God. But the unbelievers, he will judge them and they will be cast into the lake of fire. For Matthew chapter 3, we know, as we read already earlier, that many came, as we read in verse 5, they went to him, Jerusalem, Judea, the regions around about, they were baptized unto him. This is the group of the repented ones from among the Jewish people in the days of John the Baptizer. But the second group was the Pharisees, the Sadducees. To them he says, O generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? So there was a group of believers and there was a group of unbelievers. That's why the answer there was that the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, will baptize the believer, provide for them the person of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God, and for the unbeliever, he will cast them into fire. He will baptize them with fire, meaning with judgment. Two groups. Two groups. And today, my dear friend, in the world in which we live in, we have two groups. You're either wise or you're foolish. You're either in or you're out. You're either believer or an unbeliever. You're either saved or you're lost. You either have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling in you and you are saved and forgiven, or you wait for the day when God will judge the unregenerated one in the lake of fire. This is sad to think about it, even to mention it, but the Bible is so clear to warn us from the wrath to come. Now, it is very interesting that in the Word of God, in the Scripture, we have four types of baptism mentioned. We have four types of baptism mentioned. Water baptism, Spirit baptism, fire baptism, and suffering baptism. The water baptism we find out in Matthew chapter 3, and of course here in John chapter 1. This is water baptism. Now here, of course, it was a baptism of repentance, but there is what is known to us today as Christians or believers' baptism today in the church age. But also we have a spirit baptism. This is mentioned to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. Let me read that. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jewish or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. This is spirit baptism. Spirit baptism one received when he or she became believers. When we repented and accepted the Lord Jesus the Messiah as our Lord and Savior, we were born again, born of the Spirit of God. We'll read it in John chapter 3. You must be born again. There is also fire baptism, of which we read in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And that is the baptism of judgment for the unregenerated one, for the unbeliever who refused to accept the Lord Yeshua Jesus, the Messiah. He or she will have to suffer the consequence of sin. The wages of sin is death. But then we also have, according to Luke chapter 12 and verse 50, we have what is known the baptism of suffering, which the Messiah have experienced when he died for us on the tree, on the Roman cross. In Luke chapter 12, we read in verse 50, the Lord Yeshua said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am straitened till it be accomplished. This is the baptism of his suffering on the shameful cross. This was given to him alone. He is the only one who suffered on the tree for the redemption of mankind. The word baptism simply means lehitavel in Hebrew, to be immersed. The believers in the Lord Yeshua the Messiah are immersed or put into by the Holy Spirit. And then because they are believers, now they will be immersed or put under the water as identification with the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. This is for the believers. The unbelievers will have one day to be put under the judgment of God's fire, and they will be cast into the lake of fire. And the Messiah himself, according to Luke chapter 12 and verse 50, had a baptism. He was placed under, put into the judgment that we deserve. He took upon himself, and he was judged by God. Where the face of God turned away from him, and Yeshua cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He bore our sins in his body on the cross. God turned his face away from him, a holy God, turned away from him, his face from him when he judged him on the cross. And the 3 hours of darkness, at the end of it, where we read, and he cried with a loud voice, my God, Elohi, Elohi, lama azavtani. Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, cried on that shameful cross where he bore our sins in his body on the tree. And every one of us who is a believer today, all our sins so great and so many, he took it upon himself, our blessed Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, who took away the sin of this world. And that's why it is so important to turn to him, to recognize that he is indeed the anointed one, the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Savior, the Redeemer. And if you turn to him, you will be so blessed to be forgiven and have eternal life. Lord, let's go back to John 1. And you notice in John chapter 1, we continue, and he responded to them, those who came from the Pharisees, where he said to them, he it is whose coming is after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. He recognized, John the Baptizer recognized that the one that is coming is greater than anyone here. He is the one that he said, I'm not even worthy. Shoes, I'm not even worthy to unloose. Because John recognized that he's but a man. He's a sinful man. But the Messiah is the eternal Son of God, the sinless man. He was introducing. He was the messenger. He was the forerunner who present the Messiah himself. And now notice that it says in verse 28, John 1, 28, these things were done in Beit Avera, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. You notice that the word Beit Avera, it comes from the word Beit, house in Hebrew. Avera is where you are crossing over. It's very interesting. Abraham was called the first Hebrew. If you remember, in Genesis chapter 14, we read that Abraham was the one, in verse 13 of Genesis 14, 13, it said, and there came one and had which had escaped and told Abraham the Hebrew, the Avar, or the Ivri. That's how you get the word Hebrew. It comes from Genesis 14 and verse 13. He was the crosser over, the over, the crossing over. He crossed when God told him already in chapter 12 that he said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, out from thy kindred, out from your father's house, unto a land which I will show thee off. And Abraham had to cross over the Euphrates and come into the promised land, to the land of Israel. Well, you notice how interesting, because in John chapter 1, the place where Yohanan HaMatbil, John the Baptizer, baptized Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, it was in Beit Avera. You notice the same word, crossing the Jordan this time, it's right there in the wilderness of Judea, where he baptized those that came to be baptized by him. Beit Avera is mentioned in the book of Judges. It's on the other side of Jordan. In Judges 7, verse 24, it is mentioned also a little bit later on in John chapter 10. There in verse 40, it says, and I'm just going to read this verse, and they went away again beyond Jordan. The word beyond, across, la'avor, to cross over Beit Avera, into a place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. So it's very interesting. Sometimes they call it Bethany, beyond the Jordan, but the more correct word is Beit Avera, and which simply means the house across of the Jordan River. So this was the first day when John the Baptizer was there baptizing those from among Judea and Jerusalem who came to be baptized by him to prepare the way and repent and get ready for the Messiah, Yeshua, to come. Notice now, we immediately, it says, notice verse 29, the next day, the next day. But you notice John, Yohanan, does not mention what happened on the previous day, on the day when everybody came down from Judea, from Jerusalem, if you remember, and from the surrounding areas, they went down to him to be baptized. They were baptized by him according to Matthew chapter 3, verse 6. They confessed their sins. Also, at the same time, you remember the questions that were given to him by the Pharisees and the ones who came from Jerusalem asking him, who are you? Why are you baptizing? But you notice it's very interesting that John does not mention the actual baptism of Yeshua himself. While Matthew mentioned this, and the Gospel of Luke is mentioned this as well in more details, but just to mention this for the benefit of us all, it says in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 3, then cometh Yeshua from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou unto me? Yohanan said to Yeshua. Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. You see, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, identified with the people of Jerusalem, with the people of Judea, with the people who came from the region about, who repented, confessing their sin. They wanted a restoration. And he identified with these remnant of Israel in those days. And thank God that there were those in those days that were anticipating the coming of the Messiah. They wanted to be restored back to God. So Yeshua said, allow this to happen, John. For now, it becomes to fulfill all righteousness. It's the right thing to do. I'm going to be allowing you to baptize me. He didn't need to be baptized, Yeshua. Yeshua didn't need to confess their sins because there was no sin in him. He was about 30 years of age by now. He lived a perfect life. He was born to the Virgin Miriam. He was a sinless one. And yet, he identified with the people of Israel who wanted to repent and confess their sins and wanted to be restored back to the Lord. And so you notice what we read? In verse 16 of Matthew chapter 3, Yeshua, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Notice that. God, the Holy Spirit, in a form or in an appearance of the dove, came and lightened upon the person of Yeshua the Messiah, who just came out of the water of baptism. And then the voice from heaven came. This is the voice of God the Father, who said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You know, this is also very precious, because in these two verses, Matthew 3:16 and 17, we see the whole three persons of the Godhead. God the Son as man, Yeshua, Jesus, coming out of the water in the Jordan River. God the Spirit in the form of a dove, coming and lighting upon the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, as man. And God the Father speaks from heaven, the heavens are open, and God the Father declares publicly, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is so precious to read, beloved friends, as we read this in verse 17. It says in the Hebrew, it says, Zebni Yedidi Asher Atziti Bo. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. God was so pleased with this beloved Son of his, who is now as man living here upon the face of this world. What an amazing, amazing declaration. And so while Matthew presented, in Matthew chapter 3, John does not mention that. And you notice now, the next day, we are now back in John 1, verse 29 to verse 34. Now John, Yohanan, pointing to the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the following day after his tefillah, after his baptizing, and he present him as the Lamb of God. Se ha Elohim. And so we read in verse 29, the next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of this world. Beautiful. Beautiful description, beloved friend. This is the Lamb of God that John is pointing to right now in verse 29. The following day, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of this world. This is the one who is the seed of the woman of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. He is the one who is the seed of Abraham, of whom we read in Hebrews. He is the one who is the seed of David, of whom we read in the book of Romans chapter 1. He is the one, beloved friend, he is the Lamb of God. Se ha Elohim. But when you think about a lamb, you think about a four-legged animal. You think of four-legged lamb that Israel, our people, throughout the ages have killed in obedience to God in order to provide forgiveness of sin, to make atonement. But this time it's not a four-legged lamb or an animal, but it's two-legged men whose name is Yeshua. And now John, Yohanan, says, behold the Lamb.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.